Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 31 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. As always, we invite you to look below in the description area, and you will find there two links, one to our 40-day Lenten calendar, which contains all the scriptures from each of the 40 days, and then the second link will be to our daily download, which is a type of a study guide and will kind of give you a little deeper dive into the scripture that we're talking about today. So with that, my lovely lioness, would you be so kind as to read our daily scripture?
I would love to. And when I look at this, I think of when I used to say theologians instead of Thessalonians. I've come a long way. I've come a long way.
I'm sure there were some theologians there in Thessalonica.
I know, but I've come a long way because I remember when I did those videos with that. Anyway, I digress. So, and I'm going to say one. I know some people might say first, but I say one. Thessalonians 5:9 from the New King James Version. It says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Mm-hmm.
So good. And yeah. I know you specifically tackled this one. And I love how you did it because to me, sometimes this whole topic can be scary or heavy.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that you say that because just a little further down in verse 11, let me read it. It says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." So the scripture or the talk about the end times or, you know, the rapture or any of those prophetic type things should never be scary. We should always strive to encourage one another with the scriptures. And that's what Paul is doing here. He's saying, hey, don't worry about it. You're not appointed to wrath. God's got you. You don't have to worry about
anything. You're not going to even be here when that happens.
That's right. So just keep right on living. But, you know, there's also the temptation to think about scriptures like this in the long term, you know, as something out there that's not quite here yet. We don't have to think about it. But when you look at this scripture, it definitely applies to today. Not just that time period, because who knows when that time period's coming.
Right.
We're more interested in today. And there's so much Christian doctrine, I'll put Christian in quotes there, some religious doctrine taught by Christian churches that really give you the wrong impression of who God is and make you think that he's an angry God and that he's upset at you.
And living in the Old Testament.
Yeah, that he's like standing on the balcony of heaven just waiting to strike you, waiting for your next wrong move so he can...
He's like, oh, there he goes.
Another lightning bolt. Wham! You know? And you know, that's kind of an over-dramatization of it, but I grew up really not convinced, or really convinced, I should say, that God was upset at me most of the time. That he wasn't pleased with me and that I didn't live up to the standard and I wasn't good enough for him. And that he was that was really the teaching that God is a wrathful God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had known better, which I should have, and actually believed the Bible and took it for what it said, I would have known that God has not appointed us to wrath. We are...
Probably would have had a lot more peace in your life.
I would have had a lot more peace, and I know I would have had a much closer relationship with Him all through those years.
Not trying to hide from the lightning bolts.
Yeah, not trying to dodge the lightning bolts that I thought were coming my way. Not feeling all the shame, all the blame, and always striving to meet a standard that I could never meet.
Mm.
So I think it's very applicable to today.
I think so too. And another aside, I think now with everything that's going on in the world that folks will take this and other scriptures and say, this is the end of the world, this is the end times, and they start to go inward instead of helping others. They will say, well, I've got to take care of mine and my own, and heck with y'all, I'm just going to do that. And there was a meme that I found that was interesting recently. And it said instead of building, you know, bunkers and, you know, bomb shelters, you know, build a longer table. And that's kind of the gist of what it was. And that was amazing. So, you know, invite more in, get into fellowship, help others. Don't be persnickety or sassy or grumpy. Like, give people grace.
Or judgmental.
Judgmental. I know there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh my goodness. And I go easily into that flesh because it seems like people are so fast moving and so hurried and so angry and so all of those things.
Caught up in their own world.
Yeah. And so then I start to do that. I feel like it's like a wave and I'm just getting caught in that wave. It's easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stand firm, stand in the word, give people grace, even then love them anyway. I know we used to say that as our reminder. And I know this past week, I've had to do that a lot because there's been some people that are testing my last Christian nerve and just because they're not very kind.
Yeah.
And so I think especially in these times, I mean, it should be any time, but especially in these times, we need to be loving and caring of our brothers and sisters.
And that's one of the things that the Lord characterized the last days with, you know, is that the love of many wax cold.
Mm.
Let's not be the many.
Yeah.
Let's be agents of His love and His grace and His mercy and just love people and let them know that if they are part of God's family, then they're not appointed to His wrath.
Mm-hmm.
They are exempted. And all of His wrath was poured out on Jesus on that cross for all of their sin.
Mm.
So we need to be encouraging one another and pointing each other back to the Word. I mean, here's another scripture, is Romans 5:9. It says, much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
Mm.
It's the exact same message, just phrased a little bit differently.
By someone else.
No, it's actually the same guy.
Still by Paul?
Yep. Romans. Romans okay. And Thessalonians.
Okay.
Both authored by him, but he's telling us the same thing.
And I like the one that you included from Zephaniah.
Oh.
3:17 from the New King James. It says, the Lord, your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And I just think, oh, that's a loving God. That is an amazing loving God that just, He loves you and He is so happy and so joyful that you're in His family.
You can read that all day long. But until you stop and picture that in your mind, draw that image, play that movie in your mind. The God of all creation sitting on his throne room in heaven, laughing and singing and rejoicing over you. Now, doesn't that give you an image?
Yeah.
It's far different from the wrathful, angry God that a lot of religions or religious teachings want to paint. He loves you, and he's not angry at you, and he's not mad at you. He's not even having a bad day.
No, he's like, what are you talking about? Why are you bringing that up again?
Hold your head up, kid. I cleaned you up. You're spotless.
Stop it.
Come on. You're my child.
Yep, your big brother took all of that sin for you.
That's right. Yeah. Paid the price, and so I don't have any wrath left for you. Nothing but love. Yep.
Good, good. Well, on that note, you want to pray us out with your amazing gift of prayer?
I would love to. Will you join with us as we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, that you have not appointed us to wrath, but you have poured out all of the wrath that we deserved on Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that the only thing that is left is your love and your grace and your mercy. Help us to really, really grab hold of that and understand that. Illuminate to our minds the truth of this word, Father, and the reality of your joy and your rejoicing over us. Father, help us to see the creation that you have made us in the Spirit, just like you see it. And help us to know that you have made us squeaky clean, spotless, righteous, holy, and sanctified in your sight, just like Jesus. And Father God, as we learn that, help us to then just walk that way in our life and share that with other people. We just love you and we thank you with hearts filled with gratitude for all of your amazing benefits, Father, that you have lavished on us beyond measure. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, and we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And all of your kids joined together and said,
amen. 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 Good stuff.
Ooh. Well, shall we bless them with some peace?
Some perfect peace?
Absolutely.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom. Until next time.
We'll see you then.